So today we celebrate this feast of the Assumption, and these feasts of Mary are really good opportunities for us to grow deeper in our relationship with Mary. You know, for a long time, we as Catholics kind of have a, I guess you would call it a complex when it comes to Mary, especially in the United States, because we've been attacked so much about it by Protestant influences that we ourselves don't know what to do with Mary and what relationship we should have with her. And the church gives us these feasts because it is an opportunity for us to understand a little more Mary as mother and Mary as intercessor. And like I said, we're celebrating the Assumption, where Mary is taken into heaven, body and soul. It is an opportunity for us to really to see the role of Mary as intercessor for us, because she had a body like we have a body, and she makes present a new reality that God is calling us to. And I think the best way to understand that relationship that God is inviting us to have with Mary, and this is particularly also what God has been doing in my own life in regards to my own relationship with Mary, and something that God has been doing through me in inviting this parish to go into a deeper relationship with Mary. We are now celebrating first Saturdays, which are dedicated to Mary. I am absolutely convinced that Mary wants the relationship of all of us here at the parish to grow deeper with her. And so I'm going to continue to follow her lead. You never go against your mother. That's rule number one. And so when mom says something, we follow. I really want to speak about this second reading of St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, because it really helps us understand why Mary is assumed body and soul into heaven. And as the reading was saying, it says, "Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." And then St. Paul says, "For since death came through man," and here what St. Paul is referring back to is Genesis, is Adam and Eve. How does death come through a man? Well, it comes through Adam and Eve's yes to the lie of the devil. And to remind you, what was the lie of the devil? Was that God put Adam and Eve in the garden and said, "You can eat of any tree except of the tree in the middle." Well, we have all experienced being limited, and we all know how we respond when someone limits us. We don't like it. I mean, you know, all somebody has to do is say to you, "No, you can't have that." And what is the first thought that pierces your mind? If I don't have what I wanted, it's going to be the end of the world. Children, this is why I love children, because at least children will throw a tantrum and show you. They have the courage to throw a tantrum. We get bristled and we huff and we puff. At least the kids have the decency to throw a tantrum. We throw a tantrum in a different way, because how dare somebody tells me no? Who are they? And where does that come from? Well, that comes from the seed of the sin, the root of the sin of Adam and Eve, which is pride. That is, it really is quite simple. The sin of Adam and Eve is pride, is being denied to be like God. Who is God to tell me that I can't be like God? That's what Adam's sin boils down to. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you look at the root of every one of your sins, you will come to the sin of pride. Because why is it that we lie? Why is it that we sneak around? Why is it that we do what we don't want to do? Because nobody's going to tell me what I can and can't do. Nobody's going to tell me how I should and shouldn't treat people. I'll show you. This is the root of every sin. And so because Adam and Eve respond out of pride, and my dear brothers and sisters, this is a constant temptation for us, is in front of temptation, we can respond with pride. You know, nobody tells me what I should and shouldn't do. So death enters the world. And I think that we can all relate to this. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, even when we want something and we get our way, let's say for argument's sake, we get our way. Does it ever really fully satisfy your desire to get everything you want? Or does it give you the fulfillment of, like, does it give you the ultimate fulfillment? No. You know what it gives you? The desire to get your way on the next thing the next time. It feeds the desire. Have you noticed that? None of you are going to shake your head because you don't want to admit to me but it's true. It's true because it doesn't give us happiness. What does it give us? It makes us experiment or taste death. Makes us experience unhappiness. And so sin enters, death enters the world through a man. But then St. Paul continues and he says, the resurrection of the dead came also through a man. And if you hear that sentence, you know, Paul is referring to Jesus, but what does that have to do with Mary? Well, as Adam and Eve said yes to the lie of the devil, the resurrection would not have been possible if Mary did not say yes to the will of God. The resurrection wouldn't happen if Mary doesn't give her consent. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, what is it that Mary has to teach us? Well, she has to teach us a couple of things. First, my dear brothers and sisters, Mary wants to teach us humility. How is it that we fight that St. Francis of Assisi was the one who gave the best name I ever heard to pride? If you ever read his book, The Little Flowers, he gives the best name I've ever heard and will ever hear. He calls it satanic pride. Oh, Father, you're so overkill. Look at your pride. See what you will do out of pride. And what is it? What is the best battle against satanic pride? Humility. Mary wants to teach us humility. And the first way Mary desires to teach us humility is by saying yes to God, by being open to the will of God in our life. Because as soon as Mary says yes, God begins a work in her. And my dear brothers and sisters, every time we say yes to God, God begins a work in us. And that work that God begins bears much fruit and fulfills that void that you are trying to fulfill. If you think about it for a second, when are the moments in your life where you have been the happiest? If you really think about it, the moments that you have been the happiest are the moments that you have been open to the will of God, are the moments that you have listened to God. And so Mary wants to teach us how to be humble before the Lord, how to fight against that satanic pride. But also Mary wants to teach us the way to the Father. In other words, Mary wants to teach us how she is mother. Because what is it that Mary wants from having a relationship with us? Mary wants one thing, to bring us to her Son. And my dear brothers and sisters, you and I need all the help we can get. And so if God has given us a mother, then we in our Catholic faith need to take better advantage of that motherhood. We have to take better advantage of putting ourselves into the loving arms of Mary, who wants to carry us to God. Because maybe, and I'm going to go out on a big limb here, but I'm really going to go out on a very big thin limb here, because maybe, my dear brothers and sisters, maybe, quite possibly, could be. We'll test it. Maybe our ways are not working. I know that's hard for you to imagine, that your way is not working. Why? Because God wants to show us a better way. And so we have this gift of Mary as our mother. And so today we celebrate that gift. And so I invite you, if you have strayed from your relationship with Mary, I invite you to pick it back up again. You know, there are some great ways to reignite our relationship with her. I know one of the great ways, one of the easiest and great ways is praying a rosary every day, 15 minutes a day, if you do the quick version. If you do the little longer version, 20 minutes. There's a wonderful 33 Days to Morning Glory, wonderful book for the book readers here who like to pray and meditate. Order the book on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in the Holo app. Hopefully you're all using that. And that takes you through a 33-day consecration to Mary and explains in depth that relationship. But I invite you, my dear brothers and sisters, this is where it requires a little humility from us and a little recognition that we need help. And so I invite you to seriously put aside your pride, put aside what you think you know, and be humble and open to the relationship that God wants you to have, which is God wants for each one of us to have a relationship with Mary as our mother. So I challenge you, if you have let that relationship falter, here is your opportunity. You can start again. It's a wonderful thing with our faith. And so, as we come to this Eucharist, the Lord invites us to say yes, so that he can begin in us the same work that he began with Mary. Let us ask the Lord for the courage to say yes.